when I read that this past week, I heard the Lord say, share this. So I'm going to, we'll just read through it, and of course I'll interject. And I'm hearing a word regarding deferred hopes. I'm hearing a word regarding sickness in the heart. Proverbs 13:12 reads, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And I believe we talked last week about how we are trees planted in the garden of the lives of those God places us in, and they have an opportunity to partake of the fruit if they so choose. The word hope means expectation based upon a promise or dream. The word deferred means postponed or delayed, suspended or withheld, for or until a certain time or event. So my heart can be sick because my expectations and dreams have been postponed or delayed. My heart can be sick because my expectations and dreams have been suspended or withheld until a certain time or a certain event. Even though this can make my heart sick, I see a choice in this scripture. The choice is seen in the second part of this verse. It says, a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. If you interpret this scripture from a human perspective, it means when I don't get what I want, I'm sick. If I get what I want, I'm happy. That's a very immature way to live our lives. We have been learning a very valuable lesson in discerning the difference between our expectations and dreams versus the longing fulfilled. The choice is this. Do we want the longing fulfilled, or do we want our expectations met? There are times when we can have our desires met or our expectations met, and there's still something in us that's craving, that's wanting something more. It didn't meet that hunger that's in us. When I read this, I was like, I was so there. You know, I mean, and I believe I have a good life. You know, I have a good marriage. I my children are all in the Lord, and they're seeking and trying to fulfill God's purpose for their lives. We live in a nice place. We don't own it, we rent it. But it's really nice, it's quiet. We're not bothered by our neighbors, you know. We have good jobs, even though I have a very stressful job, and my husband's job, Chris, is always up in the air whenever a new administration comes in, and we're in that period right now, in that transition. But God has been so faithful. But still, there is just this. I mean, there are times when I get up in the morning and I say, God, I can't even walk out this door unless you're with me. I can't face what I have to face today unless you go with me. If you don't go with me, I'm not going. If you don't go with me, I'm not staying. I need you. Otherwise, I can't do it. I can hear someone asking, aren't the longings and the hopes the same thing? Our response now would now be not necessarily. Our longings can be hopes and expectations, but not all of our hopes and expectations can be our longings. The American Heritage Dictionary defines a longing as a strong, persistent yearning or desire, especially one that cannot be fulfilled. Please allow me to say that there are times when our expectations and dreams can come true, but the longing has still not been met. However, if the longing is fulfilled, even if the expectations and dreams are postponed and delayed, we are still growing and producing fruit from the tree of life. The Bible declares that the longing fulfilled is a tree of life. There is growth. The leaves are green and healthy. The fruit is coming forth. We believe the longings in our soul go deeper than our hopes and dreams. In fact, we will go so far as to say you won't find fulfillment in the accomplishment of the dreams apart from the fulfillment of the longing. So what is the longing? Psalm 63, 1 through 3 says, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Psalms 84:2 reads, My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Psalm 143:5-7 says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Selah, or think about that. Just meditate on that. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. We find it interesting that the American Heritage Dictionary defines a longing as a strong, persistent yearning or desire, especially one that cannot be fulfilled. Isn't that amazing to discover? A longing is a desire that cannot be fulfilled. There is only one who can fulfill the longing. Psalms 107:8-9 says, Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. God alone can fulfill the longing soul. When the longing in our soul is fulfilled, I believe there is such life that the delayed dreams and postponed expectations are not able to stop the tree of life. That's why we are still standing strong in faith regarding God's purpose for this church family and his plans, even in your family situation. Yes, the hopes we have had for this church family have been delayed. The dreams have been postponed. Some expectations have been utterly destroyed. But what keeps the infection of despair and unbelief from sickening our hearts is that we turn to God to fulfill the longing in our soul. The longing is not for big ministry. The longing is not to be famous. The longing is not for a fat paycheck, a new house, or living the life of luxury and leisure. And these are, you know, nice things. Our true longing is for the presence of the Lord. That's why we encourage you to keep meeting with us each week. God is in our midst. He infuses us again and again with his word and his presence. Even for us as your pastors, our longing is not to minister to people. Our longing is to minister to God. And that may sound strange, but that is the kingdom of God pattern established by Jesus. Mark 3:13-15 says, Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. The first calling was not to go and preach. Jesus called them to be with him. Then it says that he might send them out to preach. I believe God allows some of us to have a sick heart so that we can get in touch with the true longing. He delays the dreams. He postpones the hopes. He lets our hearts grow sick until we can get to the place where we want the longing to be fulfilled and discover the tree of life. Then, with the tree of life abounding within us, He can release some of those hopes and dreams, because our fulfillment won't be in those things coming to pass. In fact, we'll discover God's hopes and dreams, and more than anything else, we'll want to see those come to pass in our lives. We know a number of people who are in between jobs right now. We know each of you personally, even though you live all across the country. The massive job losses have a divine purpose behind them as well. We feel led to say to you today that some of you, while you're in your search for a new job, may need to consider the possibility of moving out from the city or state where you are currently living. It's time for you to step into God's dream for your life. Someone has been praying to the Lord of the harvest to thrust forth laborers into the vineyard. I know we've been one of those. But you are God's answer to that prayer. Your new job is in another city, in another state. There's a new body of believers that need you, or there's a new marketplace ministry that awaits God's presence through you. The sickness in your heart is because you're holding on to a hope and a dream that is not what God has in mind. It's time to move on to your next assignment. God allowed the total destruction of our dreams and expectations when we moved here. It was because He wanted us in the marketplace and not locked up in a church facility. Ever since we've been where God wanted us, we have had provision. For someone that we're writing to or talking to today, your provision is in another state or even in another country. It's time to move. You can choose to live with a sick heart, or you can experience the tree of life because the true longing in your soul has been fulfilled. For those of us who are stepping out into this new level of walking with the Lord, we are experiencing the fulfillment of the tree of life. It was hard to get through that one. When I read this, I was just so here and feeling like hope had been deferred because the expectations have so been not met. And like I said, I've just been asking God to go to be, asking for His presence. Just, I have to have it, His presence on a daily basis. There is no living without Him, or just the thought of going out into the world, going about my daily business without Him. I can't do it. I can't. I have to have Him, and if He doesn't go with me, I'm not going. And everybody's been shaking their hand and yes. And so I'm going to just pray about and to ask God to be with us and to fill this longing in us for Him, asking for His presence to be with us daily and consistently all day. I mean, I'm pulling on Him all day just so that because my job is so stressful, and I'm also dealing with a special needs boss. So I have a stressful job on top of a special needs boss. So there are days when I'm like, okay, this ain't even worth it. They cannot pay me enough to do this. There is no amount of money that can compensate me for dealing with this. So And so I'm also trying to balance that with, okay, God, why do you have me here? Why? What is it that you're wanting to do in me so that I can get this? Because I don't wish to wander the desert for 40 years. I don't. What is it that you're trying to teach me? Help me to get it. Who is it that you want me to reach on my job other than my boss? And what is it that you're really trying to get me to see in this situation? Or my coworkers are always saying to me, I don't know how you do it. And what I say always, I pray a lot. You know, and they walk away really quickly after that. But but I also say, I see her as my special needs child. So I have to, this is where I am. And so they're watching me deal with her. They listen to me, how I talk to her. I know, you know. So I'm like, okay. And there are times that I do have to be strong with her because she tends to be to try and control everything, and you can't. And I know it's because of her special need issue. So you do your job. I'll do mine, and this is the way I do mine. I cannot think like you think. You have a special need. So I can't do, of course my brain does not work like yours. So I'm trying to get that across without being offensive, and I'm asking Lord to word my mouth as I deal with her so that I don't offend her. Well, and I can't be, but I have to be strong in what, because I can't do things her way. I can't. I'm not her, and my mind does not work the way hers does. So I'm asking God to help me in that. And we're all in similar situations like that, where we are asking God, okay, what do we do in this? We need you. 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 Help us to fulfill your dream, and not just ours. Fill the longing in us. We need you. Fill us, Lord. Fill us. So, Lord, we just thank you. First of all, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies that are new every morning. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. Lord, we thank you for fulfilling the longing, our longing, the longing in us. Fill it with you. Help us not to fill it with desires or expectations, but to fill our longing with you. Lord, we thirst for you. We long for you in a dry and thirsty land. Lord, this is a dry and thirsty place. We need your presence. We need you. We need the water of your spirit. Fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. We need your power. We need your glory. Lord, we praise you. We can see what you have done for us. Lord, we thank you for it. But we give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we faint for you. We cry out to you. We cry out to you. You're our living God. We cry out to you. We need you, Lord. Fill our longing. Lord, we meditate on your works. We muse on what you have done for us. We spread out our hands to you. Lord, we long for you like a thirsty land. Lord, fill us. Lord, answer us speedily. Our spirit fails. Don't hide your face from us. lest we be like those who go down into the pit. Lord, we give thanks to you for your goodness. You are good. We thank you for your wonderful works. You satisfy the longing soul. Lord, we fill our hungry soul with goodness. Fill us with goodness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Only you can fulfill our longing soul. Lord, fill us with life, with your life. In the name of Jesus. We long for your will to be fulfilled in us and through us. Help us to see your work fulfilled in Jesus' name. Help us to long for you and fulfill that longing, Lord. Go with us each and every day, Lord. I ask again, Lord, navigate us through each and every situation and circumstance we find ourselves in the name of Jesus. Lord, go with us. May your goodness and mercy follow us. Your favor go before us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we ask for your presence, for your continual presence. Lord, may we become more and more like you. May our responses become your responses, Lord. Help us to think more like you and to respond like you would, to talk like you would. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Help our knee-jerk reaction to be your knee-jerk reaction. In the name of Jesus, we pray. May we become more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our nation is in really serious, serious trouble. And I won't go into all of that, all the details about that, but I just wanted to pray about our nation, about our state, local government, and how it's impacting our lives and our families now. So, Lord God, we just lift up to you, America. We're in desperate need, Lord. We are chasing after hopes and dreams. And even more so, Lord, right in the church. Lord, our hearts are truly our heart's desire. It's not really for you as a whole in America, the church in America. God, we're after fame. We're after positions and power, the pursuit of prestige and preeminence. But God, I thank you for this word that you sent to us 7 years ago. We had no idea that one day we would read it and it would apply to right now. Our hearts are sick. The church is suffering from heart sickness because we have pursued these things, God. So many of the messages are about self-help and self-esteem, selfishness. Our worship before you comes up constantly with cries for you to do things for us. As if though those things are going to fulfill the longing. But Lord, we come back to this simple thing. My soul follows hard after you. Forgive us, Lord God, for the ways. And we are flesh. And we forget so easily, like little babies who are easily distracted. With the next toy that's put in their face. God, help us to mature, to come into this level of maturity where the distractions that are being sent by the enemy, bombarding us every day, that those things would not be able to deter us and detour us from actively, intentionally pursuing you. Lord, we're not just after your hand, We're not seeking you for the things that you can do for us, even though there are many things that you desire to do. But God, we want you. All I want is you. Thank you, Lord God, for this fresh revelation that the true reward of worship is you. We don't worship you, God. We don't throw up praises so that blessings will pour down. We throw up praises because we love you. Yes, Lord God. We want you to come down, not just the blessings. We want your presence. Yes, Lord God. We want you to come down. We want when praises to come up that God comes down and inhabits the praises of his people. Yes, Lord. That's what we really want. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. We realize that the frustration that we do feel at home or with our jobs, the frustrations that we do feel with our income and with our places of dwelling, the frustrations that we do feel in the midst of our family situations, Lord, you're making it clear that the frustration, the source of the frustration is that we don't have your presence, that we are thirsty, that we are lacking. Yes, Lord God. So that's where we come to today. Let this desire permeate our church, Lord. Let when people come in amongst us, whether it be in our home and on our jobs, Lord, if they come in this building and come in this room, Lord, let them encounter the true and living God. Lord, may they become aware that that's what they truly need, that we need your presence. Yes, Lord God. Lord, you've had us here in Harrisburg these 10 years, and we're moving into 11 years. And Lord, what we have observed and seen throughout these years, Lord, is that this is a city that is actively, tenaciously pursuing pleasure, pursuing comfort, pursuing security. And Lord, in our churches, we preach those things as the goal for even coming to church. And so, Lord God, forgive us, heal us, and do whatever is necessary to break that off of us. Yes, Lord God, I don't know the outcome of praying such a prayer. I don't know what it really means to ask you to do this. But Lord, whatever it takes to break us out of this complacency, to get us off of this treadmill where we're going nowhere fast. God, break it off of us. We don't want to live a life where we've just been on a treadmill, getting older, growing older, getting more and more feeble, but never really going anywhere. Get us off of the treadmill, God, the treadmill of pleasure, the treadmill of security, the treadmill, the chase, the empty chase for riches. God, get us off of the treadmill, whatever it takes, Lord. If you have to knock us off, if you have to turn it off, yes, Lord God, whatever it takes, get us off of that treadmill so that we can really, truly pursue you. For this is life, to know you. You said this is life, to really know you. Yes, Lord God. So we chase after you. The longing is after you. Every plan, we give it to you. You set many other plans in a man's heart. But God, you are the one. You are the one who really orders the steps. You are the one who really brings about what must take place. Yes, Lord God. So we lay our plans before you. We lay our dreams before you. We lay our hopes before you. Yes, Lord God. Lord, only give us back what is really of you. We lay it all on the altar today. Yes, Lord God. And the only thing that we want placed in our hands is what really is your desire. Yes, Lord God. So today, Lord God, we even lay on the altar, God, the things that you promised us. Like you had Abraham to lay Isaac on the altar. You promised him that boy, but you still said, give him back. So, Lord, we give it back. Yes, Lord, we give it back. We give you Urban Life. We give you this ministry back. Yes, Lord God, we give it back to you. Yes, Lord God, we slay it on the altar. Yes, Lord God, we're not going to sit back and wait and see if there's a ram in the bush somewhere. We lay it on the altar and we slay the very ministry that you have given us. We lay it on the altar. We slay it, Lord God. Yes, Lord, so that you, because you, Lord, your word says that Abraham had even reason that you would raise him back up if that be your desire. So, Lord, that's where we are with the ministry that you've called us to, what you have called us to. Because first of all, Lord, you brought us here to Harrisburg and you called us to be with you. Yes, Lord God. So we lay the ministry on the side and, Lord, we just run and we come to you. Thank you, Lord. That's really what these prayer watches are about, everybody. Even those of you that watch us online, that's really what it's about. Would you take even the thing that God promised you, and would you lay it on the altar? Yes, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for trying to hold you to your promise. We don't have that authority. Only an equal can do that. Try to hold somebody to their promise. You're God. Yeah. You do whatever you want to do. Yes. Even when you promise us, Lord God, yes, the things that you're going to do, we don't have the authority to try to hold you to your promise in some adolescent arrogance. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. For there are things that you have told us that we must do, that are required of us. It's amazing how throughout this nation, the message continues to go forth about us putting you in reminder, in remembrance of your word, as if though there is no part of this agreement that we have to fulfill. Yes, Lord God, how arrogant we are that we would demand of you, that we would demand of you that you keep your word, but yet we have no desire to keep your commandments. Lord, you said that we would really know that we love you by our willingness to do what you said. Yes, Lord God, and you called us to be with you. Yes, Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, for demanding that you fill this place up with people. Yes, Lord God, but yet we still struggle to get up in the morning and just to pray. Lord, forgive us, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. For demanding of our family members that they would come into the things of God. But, Lord, we still hold them in bitterness or unforgiveness or resentment because of things that were said and done in the past. God, forgive us, Lord. Yes, Lord. Change us from the inside out. Lord, I want to be changed. I don't want to be living one way in this building in a different way at work, in a different way at home. Change us, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. May your word, may your will be accomplished through us. Yes, Lord. Everybody that couldn't be here physically today, thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection and your hand upon them. They're at work in various places of responsibility. Some because of the weather and the weather conditions, they couldn't be here. But, Lord, we lift them up. Every single person that's associated, that's connected with Urban Life, Lord. Lord, bring great and tremendous healing, Lord God, in our hearts and in our minds so that we could see you, so that we can really pursue you. We're not pursuing a big ministry. Yes, Lord God, we're pursuing you. Even those among us, Lord, that come from other churches, that come from other ministries. Lord, we don't want Urban Life to just be a replacement for what was lost. Just a temporary fix for the trauma that we came out of. Lord, heal us. Yes, Lord God. Heal us, Lord God. Heal us. Heal us. The Lord gave me the strangest prayer this past week as I was praying and thinking about this time together. And I want to say this to all of the Urban Life family, especially those of you that that come from other churches and other ministries. God told me to begin to pray for the churches and the ministries where many of you have come from. because those ministries need healing. Some are here at Urban Life, and it wasn't by choice. The enemy came in and attacked and scattered the sheep. He scattered the flock. And so Urban Life is like many churches around Harrisburg that are seeking and really pursuing the things of God. There have been people who are now attending those churches, and they're coming from churches. They're coming from other places where the enemy scattered the flock. And because of that, they've never really been able to make a connection with the places that they have run to. And so the Lord put on my prayer to begin, on my heart to begin to pray for the churches and the ministries where you guys came from. Yes, Lord, because if it's even necessary, if it's necessary for you to go back, get stuff straight, then you have to do that, because you'll never really be able to move on until those things get settled. You'll just go and you'll always sit in the back or sit on the periphery, you know, on the outer boundaries. Some will go to whether it's a small church like Urban Life, or you'll go to bigger churches that got 200 or 300 members. You'll go to the churches that got 2,000 and 3,000 members, and you just kind of sit in the back and not really ever participate
or
really engage. And God doesn't want his body to be that way. And I see that as a real issue here in Harrisburg, and most likely in cities all across America, where many are just sitting in buildings, but you really are no longer engaged in kingdom work. And you just go back and forth to work each and every day, and you have these secret prayers that God will bless you, and God will do this for you and do that, and bless me to get a better job and to get a house and to get a car, and God will bless our children and our family, and we'll get to do all these things and have all these opportunities. And unfortunately, you can always turn on television where there's some preacher telling you that you're moving into your next level, and all of the people that held you back, God's going to, and I'm just telling you, that ain't even what this is about. We got a short time. This is about kingdom work. Jesus is soon to come. There are millions of people that are on their way to hell, and this ain't got nothing to do with you and me making it to our next level. Here's what our next level is. Get about the kingdom work. Start living in such a way that people will want what we got. That's the next level. The next level is not your new house. The next level is not your new car. The next level is not you finally being able to launch your business off the ground. The next level is not being able to go back and tell off all those folks who told you you would never make it. That ain't what next level is. Next level is kingdom. Kingdom work. Kingdom work. Let's get about the business of the kingdom. Yes, Lord God. Let's get about the business of the kingdom.
Yes.
Let's follow Jesus and learn how to become fishers of men.
Yes.
That's your next level ministry.
Yes.
That's your next level work. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord our God.
Yes. Thank you.
Anything else is just man.
Yes.
I can tell you, I'm tired of it personally. Brother Prince say something. I love this brother's teaching on the grace of God. I heard him say something this week. He said, when you take scripture out of context, when you take text out of context, all you left with is con. And the church has been conned because we've taken scriptures and words that the apostles wrote, men who eventually died for the faith.
Yeah.
And we made it nothing more than just the pursuit of the American dream for us to achieve personal success while millions of people all around us die and go to hell. That ain't next level.
No.
That's not moving up to the next level. That's dropping a level. That's what that actually is. That means we done dropped from kingdom work to now just doing our own work and pursuing our own thing. Yes, Lord God, and I'm telling you, we'll have to stand before God and answer for the blood that's going to be on our hands, because the only thing we'll be able to say is, Lord, with the time that I had, I pursued what I wanted to do in my life, and I didn't care nothing about the people on my job. I thought they were a nuisance. I didn't care anything about what was happening to my family. I held them in unforgiveness and bitterness because of how they treated me while I was growing up. I didn't care nothing about the people who I sat next to every week in church because I thought they was my problem for me reaching my next level. My God, I didn't plan to say all this today, but I feel this in my spirit. It's time to have the longing fulfilled, and the longing within you is not what these preachers have been telling you is next level ministry. No, the longing within you is the longing that's within God himself. Yes. And that's the salvation of souls. And that we order our lives according to the kingdom. That we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yes, Lord God. And we don't seek it just to have all these things added to us. The only reason why he adds those things to us is so that those things won't be a hindrance from us to be able to continue to pursue the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And pursuing the kingdom of God means we're pursuing the things that are important to God, the things that are a priority to God, the things that are meaningful to God.
And isn't it interesting that the first thing that he wants mm-hmm. is for us to be with him?
Yes, Lord.
That's what he's longing. That's his longing.
His longing. He called the disciples to be with him. That was the first calling. We've come to the end of days where people are always talking about my calling and my ministry and what God has called me to do. No, what God has called us is to be. It's not the calling to do. The first calling is to be. And it's to be with him. And then from that calling, he sent them to preach. And what did he send them to preach? The kingdom. He didn't send them there out to preach the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of riches, the pursuit of the next level. He sent them out to preach the kingdom of God. And that's what we're going to do. There's only ever two or three people sitting in this room, in this assembly suite. That's what we're going to do. We're going to preach the kingdom of God because that's what Jesus preached. Jesus didn't preach next level ministry. Jesus didn't preach the American dream. He preached his father's heart. And that's what we're going to preach. Yes. And the pursuit of that, the pursuit of the Father. Yes, Lord God. All we want is you, Lord God. Yes. All we want is you. Lord, fulfill the longing in our heart. Yes. Fulfill the longing. Fulfill that true longing. Yes. Yes, Lord God, if I don't get any of the things that I desire in this earth, Lord, fulfill the longing in my soul. Fulfill the longing in our souls, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Because we're tired, just as Carol just prayed. We're tired, Lord God, of just going to work and just dealing with all these things on our job and all these people, and it seems so pointless sometimes. Yes, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to see the reason why you really have us there. It's no accident. The neighborhood that we live in, the very house that we live in, the people who are around us. Lord, you are ordering our steps. Yes, Lord, so we're pursuing you. We pursue you, your kingdom, your righteousness. And we're just trusting you, Lord, that you're going to take care of us. We're just trusting you. Thank you, Lord. I want to say this in closing. I don't want to make it just a money issue, but the past few weeks, it's been really, really tough to keep up with our tithes because now that we've had to get another vehicle, you know, that affects all your money. And then the utilities go up all at the same time. So we had our first car payment at the same time. All the utilities went up, and I was like, all right, okay, here we go. Here we go. So sat out and worked out the budget for the month, and $40 short. And so I've never had the Holy Spirit to challenge me this way. He said, so what are you going to do? Short me $40 or trust me for $40. How? Well, it's far easier to trust you for $40.
For real.
It's easier. Just go ahead and return the tithes. Give the Lord an offering. And it's easier. It's actually easier to trust him for $40.
Yes.
I mean, I know people do that all the time. You sit down and work out your bills and you see how much you got left or you're not going to have left. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit said, can you trust me? Can you trust me? Why am I bringing this up? Because I believe this has a whole lot to do with what we're talking about today, mm-hmm. God fulfilling the longing. Mm-hmm. Am I going to fulfill my desire? Because that's what it is. Tithing and returning the tithe and giving offerings is about this challenge today. Mm-hmm. Are you going to seek to have your desire fulfilled or the longing fulfilled? Mm-hmm. I want the longing fulfilled. Mm-hmm. So God, you getting yours because yeah. I want the longing fulfilled. Because mm-hmm. If I short you and get my desire met, guess what? The longing will still be there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. And guilt and fear and work. I was like, boy, I didn't. What door have I opened up to the enemy? Right. To come? Said I should have just went on and trusted the Lord for the $40.
My Lord.
Why am I saying this? I feel like I really should say this to somebody who's watching us today. Said there we go. Another one of them preachers want your money. I don't want your money. I can tell you. We don't take a salary in this church. I don't want your money, but I want you to be free. Mm-hmm. And I want you to come into understanding the difference between living your life to get your desires met or living your life for the longing in your soul to be fulfilled by God. Mm-hmm. And so we're in an hour, guys, where God is really requiring of us to pursue him. Mm-hmm. Pursue him. Pursue him. Pursue him. And it's not going to be an easy pursuit. Today is a perfect example. You know, we had a big snowstorm came through here last night. And I'm not saying this to slight anybody that couldn't make it here today. But we determined last night that we was going to be here no matter what. And why did we make that determination? Because earlier this week, we had below zero wind chill factors in the daytime, and we all went to work.
Wind blowing. Wind chill factor.
So we made it. So how much more for God? Because I wanted to say something to God. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It ain't about pleasing the pastor and showing up so nobody would talk about you. No, I was making a statement to God. Me and Carol wanted to make a statement to God that what you called us to be with you, you called us to do a certain thing, and you called us to demonstrate something. You'll find in the Bible, the word of the Lord, there's an admonishment that's made to the elders. He said, be examples to the flock. He didn't say preach. He said, be examples to the flock. So we had to be here as an example. What's the example? That just like we got ourselves up every day this week, in spite of the weather, to be at that job, then we're going to get up on Sunday morning, even after a thunder, even after a big snowstorm, whether those streets was going to be clear or not, we determined we're going to be there. Because we're making a statement to God. I believe that's the level that God wants Harrisburg. That's really what next level is.
Okay, come on. Thank you.
That's what next level is. Next level ain't got nothing to do with having a bigger ministry, a better job, my own business. Next level is really this. Lord, my soul follows hard after you. That nothing's going to stop me from being with you. And when you call for the assembly of your people, I'm going to be there. That's next level. That's the next level. So come on to the next level. I know somebody told you next level was your $1 million paycheck. This is priceless. Having this type of heart and this type of pursuit of God, yeah. This is priceless.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Lord. His word says, more to be desired than they are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter. Woo! I'm about to start preaching. Sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. What is he talking about? The word of God,
yes.
The presence of God, the precepts of God,
the
statutes of God, that it's more to are they to be desired than they than gold. So I want this, God.
Yeah.
So you could, gold today will be, and let me put it in today's, more are they, your word, your statutes, your precepts, are they to be desired than the paycheck?
Yeah.
So I had to put it in words we understand as Americans. More to be desired than the paycheck. So we wanted to say that to God, that those just aren't words written in a book. That pursuing you like this is more desire than the paycheck. See, because I got up, me and my wife got up, and we went out there, and we did what we had to do for the paycheck.
Hey.
But this is more important than the paycheck.
Yes, sir.
Because I need this so that I can keep breathing, so I can go out there and get the paycheck.
Right.
See, you see that. Yeah,
yes,
I got that. I got to have his life, his life in me. That's what this is about.
Yes.
So come on, we're moving to the next level. Just bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the next level.
Yes.
That's the next level. Thank you, Lord. God bless you guys, those of you that watched us today. You go in the grace of God, the peace of God, and the strength of the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And you keep pursuing God.
Yes.
Keep pursuing him. Keep pursuing him. Just keep hearing that for us. Keep pursuing him. Chase him, y'all. Chase him. Throughout this week, chase him. Get up. Force yourself to get up in the morning. Or if those of you that work at night, force yourself. Before you go to work, spend time with him. You don't know what you're going to encounter when you get to work. You'll be ready.
Oh, yeah.
Got to have you fortified and prepared. You don't know what soul he wants you to minister to this week. You never know. It could be somebody's last week on this earth, and God will bring you across their path. So let's be ready, y'all. That's next level. That's what he's calling us to. God bless you guys. Amen. 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 Come on, bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord.